Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I go on and on, can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers, rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math, I made 1,000 songs that made you move you.
Welcome back in the Morning Hookup, man. Having a great time. Hope you guys are as well. Something also that has been reported for Major League Baseball, by the way, and it's sad that it could be going this way. They're reporting Ronald Bloom of the Associated Press writes, Major League Baseball appears headed for its first work stoppage since 1994-95. Negotiations have been taking place since last spring, and each side thinks the other has not made proposals that will lean towards an agreement replacing the five-year contract that expires at 11:59 on December the 1st. You could be headed right towards a lockout and a work stoppage December 2nd.
Wow. So back to this.
There's no reason at this point to believe that it will affect anything unless they get an agreement. However, in essence, it would freeze on all free agency process, and if the lockout drags out on, then the offseason calendar would and could become all compressed to a normal run of 2022. There's a lot of reports coming right now that they could be headed right for a work stoppage, which would be too bad.
I mean, if I was a betting man, I would be betting that it does stop. We know how this works.
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
We know how this goes. Same story. Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
It's going to drag on, and it's going to make a lot of purists upset.
Yes, it would be too bad. It would be too bad that would happen, because it pretty much ruined baseball for a while. Now, does it get to the point where spring trainings and games are that? We don't know. We don't know. There'll be a lot of time for them to figure that out, and hopefully they do.
Yes.
And that. So, but we're going to shift, man. We're going to shift our attention. Top three, bottom three, NFL. If you guys also love to hear your top three, bottom three, you can call us 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN, or tweet at us at ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the Radio. Top three, bottom three, baby, heading into week 8 of the NFL. My top three. I'll start with number one. I have the 7-0 only undefeated team, Arizona Cardinals.
Yep.
That's for me, that's just what it is. They're good on both sides of the ball. They really are good on both sides of the ball. And what Kingsbury, I don't think he's a great coach, but what he has, the system he's running and the players he's got, it's going really well right now. 7-0.
Just remembering what the odds were for them to win the Super Bowl, I said it was like plus 4,500 or something like that. Now they're leading the NFL, undefeated, last undefeated team. Mm-hmm. I was waiting a little bit, you know, just to kind of see. Now at this point, I don't think you can deny it. I got them at number one, too. You and I are the same.
Perfect.
There.
Perfect. Number two for me, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. You got the Bucs. I got the Rams at two. I think they're very close.
We're flip-flopped. I have the Rams at three.
And I got the Bucs at three. And you got to just go back and look at these two teams when they played each other. Rams won by 10. It was a close game, yep. But Rams won. Because of that right there,
that's why I have them flipped.
That's why I have Rams there.
I just think what offensively they're doing right now in Tampa Bay is incredible. It's incredible what they're doing, the weapons and everybody producing and what they've done. And defensively, I think they'll chew it up a little bit, but I'm pretty impressed with them, and I just can't put Tom Brady at number three.
So, I mean, what about the Packers? You and I both
Packers. I let them fall. I had them in the top three last week. My concern is their defensive side. They bowed up last week. They held Washington out of the end zone on a lot of trips inside the red zone. Better teams, that's not going to happen. I'm concerned for the Green Bay defense.
Yeah, and like I said, we're going to know here in the next few weeks if it can hold up, because they got some good opponents, including the Cardinals.
And that's unfortunate, by the way. They announced yesterday, from a fantasy perspective or just a fan, I know Gary out there, you're a big Pack fan, Devonta Adams has hit the COVID list.
Mm.
Now, they're going to verify if it's a false positive. Right now, it's looking like he will be on that list and out for Thursday night football.
Damn.
Against the Cardinals.
And we all know how big a piece he is to Rodgers. Now, at least they do have some pieces who Rodgers likes going to.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be okay. The run game is going to have to get going.
Hey, we mentioned Tampa Bay there real quick, and we all know the situation when Brady threw his 600 touchdown pass. Mike Evans had no clue he gave the ball away. The official list has come out on what the fan had received. Two signed jerseys and a helmet from Tom Brady, a signed Mike Evans jersey and his game cleats, a $1,000 credit at the Bucks team store, two season tickets for the remainder of this season and next, and Tom Brady gave him a Bitcoin.
Hmm.
You don't think he could have done? Do you think he could have done better?
Well, here's the thing.
Let me recap. I don't know what
to recap that list. Now, the Bitcoin I read is worth like $63,000. Okay, so that's a lot of money.
Okay,
you could either keep that in the bank and let it keep going, or you know, let it go down depending on what Bitcoin does, or you could sell it. That's what I do and just get the cash. Or I don't. Maybe it's some different process. I'm not totally in on Bitcoin. Okay, but anyways, the two season tickets. Okay, he could have done better. He could have done way better. He should have kept the ball. He should have kept the ball for as long as possible and get everything he could have. Until he gives the ball to them. Think about what else you could have got, Hooks.
I don't know what else you could have got.
Super Bowl. You could have asked for two Super Bowl tickets this year.
What if they don't go?
Doesn't matter. You don't want to go to the Super Bowl?
You think he's just going to buy them Super Bowl tickets?
They're the Bucks. They could definitely get this guy a couple tickets to the Super Bowl.
I mean, I don't know what else you could have got. I think he did a nice job. Now, I do believe this, that he lost a ton of leverage when he gave the ball back so quick. I do believe that. But I'm trying to think else what else you could have got.
I'm telling you, Super Bowl tickets.
But I'm just saying if the Bucks weren't there.
No, it doesn't matter.
He got cash. He got his Bitcoin.
It doesn't matter if the Bucks are going to the Super Bowl or not. They can get you two tickets. So you're saying,
I want Super Bowl tickets no matter if you're there or not.
Yeah. Send me to the finals, too, while you're at it.
I don't know.
Send me to the World Series this week. I mean, come on, I have the football you want. You're not getting it unless you give me what I want. So what if this guy wasn't even a Bucks fan?
I think this guy made out real well.
What if this guy wasn't even a Bucks fan?
Yes.
No, but what if he wasn't? Then what are you going to give him?
I don't know. You figure out different details. He did. Brady did joke, by the way, in the telecast last night that he lost all leverage when he gave the ball back.
Exactly.
But I think the guy made out well.
He did fine, especially because he's a Bucks fan.
He did great.
He could maybe sell those jerseys and the helmet and get some cash for those.
He did great.
We want to know what you would have asked for.
Yeah, what would you have asked for?
To get the football. We got Tim on the line.
Tim.
Yeah.
Happy Tuesday, Tim.
It would be, except I live in Elkhorn, and I had to come to Lincoln for an appointment, and I lived here for 30 years and forgot how god-awful traffic is in this town. Why?
You must be in roundabout
why
hell.
Why does anyone drive in Lincoln? This is terrible. It's faster to walk. I think everyone's looking at this wrong, and maybe it's just me and maybe I'm the idiot. Why don't you just give him the ball?
Yeah.
Ask for zero. Ask for nothing. Give him the ball. Not only is karma probably going to reward you later in life, you don't think Tom Brady's going to remember that down the road at some point?
Mm-hmm. No, that's a great point.
You don't think there's going to be 5,000 thank yous coming your way because you did the right thing? I don't know, maybe I've lost track of being a person in a position of power, but I just find a lot more value comes from my life when I'm doing good things for other people, and I find the rewards are a million times greater by just taking that position of power, completely putting it aside, saying, hey, wouldn't it be the right thing to do
mm-hmm.
to give this guy this football back? It's a freaking pig's bladder filled with air.
Yes.
I don't care that much about it. It doesn't mean as much to me other than, hey, I got lucky and it ended up in my hands. It means something to this guy. I just feel like everybody's taking this thing to a complete wrong direction. I'll hang up, I'll listen because I'm in Lincoln and I'm going to be here for 16 hours because people don't realize the left lane's where he's supposed to drive fast, and the right lane's where he's supposed to go get your groceries. Have a great day. This is awful.
Thanks,
goodbye.
Tim.
See you, Tim. See you, Tim. Good luck with that traffic.
I couldn't. He was either in traffic or he was at the school pickup line.
A lot of construction.
There
going
is
on
a lot
too,
of construction
town.
Going. It is very frustrating in Lincoln right now. I agree. People don't know which lane to be in.
Now that is an interesting way to be taking this. You and I both admitted that if we were sitting there, we probably would have just threw the ball back.
Yes. Tim, and I agree. I love your take. I appreciate that. When you got to town, you're listening to us, by the way. But you know what happened to our world, right? It's what's in it for us world.
It's selfishly.
It is.
I am totally coming from a selfish point right here. I'm getting the Super Bowl tickets. I'm getting everything I can. Because Brady's getting this ball no matter what. I might as well just try and get something out of it.
Yeah, it is.
And
it is
a selfish
world.
And if you want to take it in an extreme way, and I guess karma's good, too.
But it's not just in sports. It's just everything else right now. It's what's in it for me versus what's good for someone else.
Yeah.
And that's, how can I help you?
We played what
said, why don't you help me and then I'll think about helping you?
We played what the fan said after giving the ball back. He was going to give it back. He said, how do you say no to Tom Brady? Like, he was doing what Tim is basically explaining.
But I think that's what he's kind of mentioning, like the position of power.
Yeah.
Right? You think you're getting it, the ball. I mean, again, most of America is probably not as thinking as kind-hearted as Tim does, right? Most of America is going to do exactly what that fan did.
It's like in baseball. If someone hits a three-run or hits his third home run of the game and I catch the ball, I'm throwing that thing back.
Yeah, why didn't you bring this one up?
What?
Thank you, at Fake Will Bolt, for tweeting this in.
What's this?
I'm asking for a date with Giselle with Tom Brady driving the limo.
Oh, God, yeah.
Why wasn't that a part of it?
One, yes, please. Tony Romo, I think, yeah.
Home-cooked meals by your chef.
And what, swim in the pool would
How
be nice.
How about some TB12?
Swim in the pool would be nice.
Right?
Tom's on the line, Hook.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, happy Tuesday.
Yeah, you kind of stole my thunder there for the last 15 seconds. I turned the tables and asked for Romo's wife for a week.
Even though Romo doesn't really have anything to do with it, just give me his wife.
Tom, you're the most powerful guy. Thanks, Tom. Tom, I know you can pull this off, but I need a date with Romo's wife. Just for outlandish stuff.
Just, I want to meet the president.
I want to sit in the Tom Brady suite.
I want to go to Jamaica.
Yeah. Make up stuff.
Give me tickets to...
making up stuff.
Yeah. That's funny, man. No, the fan, he was humble. Yeah, he did the right thing. He gave the ball back. If anything, he didn't even really make demands.
I mean, Troy is just tweeting. He's really living a dream. He's asking for 4 courtside tickets to watch Puke basketball win the national championship in Coach K's last year.
Did he?
He didn't say puke. I said it.
Oh, you said it. Okay.
He knows.
See, Troy knows, Troy knows what I'm talking about. Like, even if you just want one big thing. The Bucks can hook it up. Brady can
what
hook
is
it
one,
up.
Yeah, that's a great question. You can tweet at us, at ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the Radio. You can call us. Love your calls. 402-466-3776. 402-466-ESPN. If you had gotten Tom Brady's 600 touchdown pass, what's the one big thing you would have asked for? Not football related, like another sport or
could it
something.
Be anything?
Anything.
Okay.
Fake Will Bubba is like, I want to get a ride in a limo, Tom Brady driving, but I'm going on a date with Giselle. Tori wants to go watch something that ain't going to happen. Man, it might, but it ain't.
Okay.
Duke basketball.
I got 2 things on my mind.
Right?
I would say...
Tom wanted Tom Brady to get him a date with Romo's wife.
With Romo's wife. Yes. That's important to know. Okay, so if I'm giving this ball back, I'm either asking for one or the other. A trip to the Masters, because they can hook that up, Hooks.
Oh, yeah.
They can hook that up. Or...
These guys can make anything
a new car.
Happen.
I'm going to ask for a new car.
What kind of car? You got to think about the
a
car.
A new Lexus.
Oh, you just want a new Lexus? You want to go for the dream car?
Somebody on the Bucs has to have an endorsement hooked up with Lexus that can, hook me up. That's what I would go for. What would you do? Another a fifth Slim Chickens in Nebraska? Is that what you ask for?
Yeah, just can you build them for me? Can you get me more employees? There you go. No, I would be completely just thinking in the moment. It'd be World Series tickets to all games.
Okay.
Not just in Atlanta. And I want to sit front row behind.
Behind home plate.
Yeah.
That's asking a lot.
You want me to ask? Like, if I'm thinking in the moment. And then I want to meet the team. Like, I want to celebrate with the team in game 6 when the Braves win it. Tom, make it happen.
All right.
All right. There you go.
That's fair.
Keep giving us your comments. We love them. Thanks for calling in. When we come back, what's trending at Tune?